You know what today is, Marley? It is huge.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. We are proud to announce the pumpkin spice version of KB and Marley is here.
Isn't there a pumpkin spice version of your show available?
Absolutely.
Because I need options.
I know. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. The doors just swung open to Starbucks.
Fothy Frome with that.
And today is where pumpkin spice is released.
Yes.
Yeah, pumpkin spice. I don't officially know anybody that likes it. I don't.
Apparently Aaron Wilde.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we know somebody. Yep, we know
our midday chick, Aaron Wilde.
Okay.
She is the midday chick. Anyway, Aaron loves pumpkin spice candles.
All
she
right.
loves pumpkin spice flavors.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, she was telling me yesterday
so she's
all
the
about
one.
It.
817-877-1921. I don't know. Do you even like this stuff? Anyway.
Text us your favorite pumpkin spice item.
Or your least favorite, too.
Yeah, that works, too.
It's going to be the subject of our 710 Top 10 this morning. And yesterday, of course, we did our annual reading. We gathered all the kids around the radios for the annual reading of 'Twas the Night Before Pumpkin Spice. Morgan Freeman did the honors. If you missed it yesterday, let us know.
'Twas the night before pumpkin spice and all through the town. Every barista was brewing. Every last bean was ground. The lattes were frothed, the fraps made with care, in hopes that millennials soon would be there. As they were all nestled, posting on their Facebook page for the first signs of fall, this pumpkin spice rage. Pumpkin spice coffee, pumpkin spice cookies, pumpkin spice muffins, this is not for pumpkin spice rookies. So, when you wake up to pour that first pumpkin spice cup, be Instagram ready. Send those tweets straight up. Happy Pumpkin Spice Eve. I'll see you at Starbucks.
Oh, it's here. It's like Christmas.
Here at AKFM.